The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined finely each day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. He cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'Oh, no,' he said, 'Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue our journey to Jerusalem, to the Mount of Calvary with Jesus. We started this journey in the 9th chapter of St. Luke, and we're in the 16th chapter today. We're going to conclude this all the way through our ordinary time up to the Christ the King feast day, where we will hear the account of the crucifixion of Jesus from St. Luke. So really, St. Luke's gospel is kind of like a travelogue, really. It begins in the 8th chapter, or in the 9th chapter, where Jesus is setting his face like flint towards Jerusalem, and it will conclude with his crucifixion there. So Jesus has been speaking to a large group of people, the Pharisees, and then he turned to his disciples last week. So when he was speaking to the Pharisees, remember, he gave those three parables of mercy: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and most importantly, the prodigal son. And then last week, he turned to his disciples, and he spoke about the need, the importance of not serving two masters at the same time. Today, same setting, same group of people, okay? So it's even though it's been a couple weeks now, we've been hearing this, it's the same story. And now he turns and addresses just the Pharisees, telling them a parable of the rich man and the poor man. Poor man by the name of Lazarus. If the Lord would have asked me, but he didn't, but if the Lord would have asked me, I would have said, change the name. Because sometimes people get Lazarus confused with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. So I think Lazarus was a common name. And so it's not the same man. Oh, this guy didn't exist. This is a parable. Jesus made it up. It's a teaching story. We call those parables. So it didn't happen, but our Lord is trying to teach the Pharisees and us something. So remember in the prodigal son parable, the Pharisees were the older son. They were being faithful to the father, and yet they felt like they were not being treated fairly. Today's gospel, the rich man represents the Pharisees, and the poor man, Lazarus, represents the people that they are serving. All right. As with all of my homilies, that's all nice and well, great, wonderful, but what does that have to do with us? So I always like to have some take-home messages. So, some notes for reflection for us. First of all, notice that this parable is about life after life. What's so good about Jesus Christ? What's the good news? Jesus rose from the dead, showing that there is life after life. The Pharisees was one of the few groups at the time of Christ among the Jewish people who believed in life after life. That made this group of Pharisees close to the Lord. Now, a little bit about the Pharisees. There were about 5,000 of them. And they believed if they followed the Mosaic law, all 613 laws scrupulously, really tried hard, that if they followed everything perfectly, then they would have eternal life. So their hearts were in the right place, but as St. Augustine speaks about sin, it's headed towards the right target, but then it gets deflected a little bit. And that was what was happening with the Pharisees. They were on the right track, but they kind of got a little bit overboard. So they really were loved by the Lord, and so he was really trying to help them. So notice that this parable is about life after life. Also notice that our Lord didn't condemn the Pharisees or the rich man in the parable for being rich. That wasn't the problem. He condemned them. He challenged them because of their lack of compassion for the man at the front door. Lack of compassion. Our Lord also reminds us that even though miracles, walking on water, being raised from the dead, these fantastic events will not create conversion or repentance. Conversion and repentance is about a relationship, not about faith in a particular event. Events and the memories of these events can be worn down over time. Now, there's always one person in the congregation, one young man maybe, who knows, but you guys do remember who won the Super Bowl 12 years ago, right? Probably not. I know there's probably one guy in this whole congregation who does, but most of us don't remember those sort of things. But think about some of the big events of our life, and they do over time just kind of get eroded. And if you're like me, at a certain age where you only have so many megabytes or gigabytes or whatever bytes it is in your memory, and something gets shoved out so you can put something in there. I blame memory foam. Don't use those pillows, memory foam pillows. Just sucks your memory right out of into the pillow. But point being is that the events and these sort of things, they do erode over time. And so we really can't put faith in events, but rather put faith in relationships. Relationships. Finally, last week I pointed out that the rich man, all he had to do is to go to the front step to serve the poor. He wasn't expected to build something grandiose, but simply to serve that which was right in front of him. While you and I might help larger endeavors, it's going to be the small things that are important. How we treat our children and our grandchildren, our spouses, our brothers and sisters, how we interact with that person at the grocery store, or how patient we are for the umpteenth time when that person is trying to sell us a warranty for our car. The parable that Jesus is addressing to the Pharisees today, it should make us uncomfortable. It should make us uncomfortable because you and I are that rich man. We are blessed by so many gifts. Today, we're reminded that as good stewards of our gifts, we need not look globally, but locally of how we can serve one another. Recognizing that conversion and repentance is about relationships, not just faith in an event.